The following is a special presentation of KRBN Internet News Talk Radio. The July 4th State of the County Address, presented at Harris Hall in Eugene, Oregon, by West Lane County Commissioner and host of KRBN's The Bo's Nose Show, Jay Bolshevich.
If I could ask everyone to please stand for the presentation of the colors and remain standing for our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's bravery, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the
may be seated. Citizens, elected officials, friends, thank you for coming to hear the state of Lane County. First, I would like to recognize the elected officials and public servants in the audience who are also responsible for the well-being of Lane County. We have with us State Representative John Lively. We have my fellow county commissioners, Sheriff Trapp, District Attorney Perlow, Eric Hasselman, the Chief Deputy District Attorney, and I would also like to make note of a couple spouses, my spouse Elizabeth Bozovich and Debbie Farr in the audience. We also have Mayor Kitty Piercy from Eugene, Mayor Christine Lundberg from Springfield. We have City Councilor Mike Clark. We also have Mayor Joe Henry from Florence. It must have been quite a drive, Joe. We also have Mayor Sandra Larson from Veneta, and we also have the City Manager, Rick Ingram. We also have, in the color guard, City Councilor from Veneta, Tom Lang. We also have present our County Council, Steve Dingle, our Performance Auditor, Shanda Miller, our Clerk, Cheryl Betchart. I'd also like to welcome another City Manager, Gino Grimaldi from Springfield, and John Ruiz from Eugene. Saw him somewhere. There he is. And I'd also like to welcome Jacob Farks, the Executive Director of the Housing and Community Services for Lane County. And I am sure I probably missed, oh, I know, Gustavo Balderas, the superintendent of 4J Schools is here. And I think we have, is it Dr. Storm? No, she, I thought I saw her, but maybe I didn't, from Fern Ridge. Did I miss anybody?
Yeah. Mayor Preckles.
Oh, and, oh, slipped in the back, our assessor, Mike Coles. And I believe somebody said the
mayor. Mayor
Strauss. How you doing? And am I missing anybody else now? Now that I've gotten that awkward moment done with, I want to take a moment to thank the Elmira High School Choir. Even though they had to cancel coming here due to the conditions in the outlying areas of the district, you have to remember that district goes out to Notai and Walton. They were going to be here today and provide music in advance of the event. But I really want to thank Tana Stafford from Junction City High School for that stirring rendition of our national anthem. Thank you, Tana. And I'd like to thank the Veneta Veterans of Foreign Wars Hall for presenting the colors today. And I specifically asked for veterans to present the colors to highlight our progress in serving veterans over the last year. Commissioner Farr began an effort as chair in 2014 when he joined with Mayors Piercy and Lundberg for Operation 365, an ambitious effort to house 365 veterans who are homeless or at risk of homelessness in a single year, an effort that our board supports along with a renewed focus on identifying long-term solutions to poverty and homelessness. I am proud to say that although we are still putting the numbers together, it appears that Commissioner Farr, Mayor Piercy, and Mayor Lundberg have been successful in that ambition, and we are on target to achieve that goal. Congratulations to you and your partners. I began 2015 by announcing that it would be a year focused on resilience. Resilience is defined as the capacity or ability to recover from or adjust easily to disaster, misfortune, or change. Most people think of infrastructure, like bridges and roads, when they think of resilience, especially after the publicity of the New Yorker article on the Oregon Resilience Plan and the pending Cascadia Subduction Zone earthquake and tsunami. Resilience is more than that. It is also about organizational and financial systems that have the capacity to withstand upheaval and uncertainty. It is about building a diverse economy that will weather downturns in a single sector. It is about developing a sense of community so that folks will be ready to care for one another if times turn difficult. Lane County has continued to build resilience throughout 2015. Our citizens and staff have worked together, improving systems, implementing innovative ideas, and working collaboratively and strengthening our community. I have already mentioned the collaborative effort between the county, the city of Eugene, and the city of Springfield in housing veterans so that they are more prepared to deal with the change that life brings after service. Our veteran services officers in the Health and Human Services have also provided 5,113 clients services in 2015. 833 of those clients were served in our rural outreach to the cities of Florence, Cottage Grove, and Oak Ridge. Our veteran services officers connected their clients to new benefits valued at almost $9 million annually and one-time retroactive payments of $7 million in fiscal year 14-15. The total compensation and payments received in federal fiscal year of 2014 for all veterans and their families in Lane County was over $140 million, the highest in the entire state of Oregon. Let me repeat that. After reminding you that Lane County is fourth in population in Oregon, and the largest county has more than twice our population. Lane County has the highest compensation and benefits for our veterans than any county in Oregon. And I'd just like to thank our folks in Veterans Services, and I think Joby Riley is here, so thank you, Joby. In Lane County, we work hard for those that served our country, so they receive the benefits that they have earned and to lead a more resilient and fulfilling life. I would like to ask all the veterans and active duty personnel present to please stand so that we can thank you one more time for your service to our country. Thank you. A healthy community is also more resilient, and in Lane County, along with our partners at Trillium, we did much in 2015 to improve access to health care for our most vulnerable citizens. We opened our sixth primary care clinic less than 18 months after opening our fifth. The Delta Oaks Clinic provides space for six primary care providers and will co-locate a behavioral health specialist. Continuing our efforts to integrate mental health services with physical health services, county staff was able to go from concept and grant award to opening of the clinic in less than 8 months on time and under budget. Our Health and Human Services Department continues to expand behavioral health services and integrate them into not only our physical health system, but also into our criminal justice system. This year, the board approved the Behavioral Health and Criminal Justice System Plan that provides a blueprint to intervene and provide mental health services as early as possible to those in the criminal justice system and to get them the treatment needed rather than to house them at greater expense in our jail or the state prison system. The Public Safety Coordinating Council and the board approved a budget and grant applications under the new Oregon Justice Reinvestment Act and provide mental health and addiction treatment diversion programs to those involved in the criminal justice system, as well as reentry programs that will prevent recidivism. Our continued efforts to improve mental health outreach and to divert those suffering from illness from our criminal justice system will decrease cost and help those citizens to more productive lives. Lane County also expanded services to those with developmental disabilities and their families in 2015 through a new statewide K plan. We added 12 new staff and began a new program to assist in the transition of developmentally disabled teenagers to more independent adult lifestyles. By preparing them for a changing world, we lower the risk of clients becoming unhoused and help prevent long-term costs. Speaking of housing, the Board of Commissioners moved forward with the establishment of the new Poverty and Homelessness Board, on which Commissioner Farr is our representative. This new collaborative group of partners is looking for practical solutions to these issues. Lane County has been assisting with providing locations for the Nightingale Health Sanctuary's temporary rest stops and is also providing one of two locations for the overnight camping pilot recently approved by the City of Eugene. In addition, we are working towards the creation of a new Housing First facility with our partners to give those that need to deal with the causes of homelessness a safe place to receive treatment and counseling services and to provide that stability and resilience to move on to permanent housing. Lane County has been able to do this work by leveraging state and federal funding as well as grants. A great example is the pending opening of the new shelter for teens in the foster care system who are at risk of homelessness or incarceration. This shelter pilot started as an idea presented by staff to the board and was adopted as a legislative priority by the board. Our staff and board members successfully lobbied in Salem, and $250,000 of directed spending was allocated for the pilot. I would like to thank especially Representatives Val Hoyle, Senator Floyd Prezansky and Representative Nancy Nathanson for their efforts. We then worked with a local nonprofit, Looking Glass, to provide the best program at a reasonable cost. Now we may be able to avoid the higher cost of future homeless adults by preventing these teens from spending nights on the streets. There is a well-documented correlation between teenage and adult homelessness. If a teenager spends more than 2 weeks homeless, they are more than 80% likely to be chronically homeless as adults. It therefore makes sense to do everything in our power to prevent minors from spending that 15th night on the streets. This pilot shelter is also an example of our efforts to intervene before children and teenagers become homeless or at-risk adults, preserving their opportunity for a bright future and reducing the need for services. I don't have enough time here today to touch on all of the good work Lane County and our staff and our partners do to assist the most vulnerable citizens, but I hope you can appreciate how these efforts to improve the health, both physical and mental, of all citizens will build the capacity to deal with change, and how it will reduce future costs to not only our safety net programs, but also to our criminal justice system. The public health staff showed their resilience in dealing with the meningitis outbreak at the University of Oregon. Setting up an incident command structure, gathering accurate data, coordinating with state, federal, and university authorities, providing factual information to the public, and then setting up vaccination clinics. They showed how to deal with an unexpected adverse situation in a professional manner through preparation and training. Preparation and training is how I hope we can prepare the entire organization and our citizens for adversity. Lane County has also been working on organizational resilience in many ways, including building trust through openness with our citizens. One of the ways we are doing that is by providing a third-party review of our organization and publicizing the results for all to see. In January, the board and the sheriff released the first annual audit of the jail levy. The audit showed that the funds collected had been spent exactly as promised, and that the board had met the commitment to maintain sufficient matching general funds, as promised, to maintain 256 local jail beds, slightly more than the minimum 255 promised. Sheriff Trapp did not stop there. In September, the sheriff's office was able to open an additional 41 beds, greatly reducing the number of capacity-based releases from the jail and making sure that no Measure 11 violent offenders were released based on jail capacity for the entire year, keeping Lane County safer from violent criminals as promised. Sheriff also hired a new medical services contractor for the jail through a public and open process. The new contract is providing expanded mental health evaluation and services to those that are brought to the jail. In addition, the new contractor will work in cooperation with our behavioral health staff to determine the proper placement of those with mental health issues, providing early diversion and treatment and avoiding more costly in-jail services. The board also hired an independent performance auditor and set up an audit committee. Commissioners Lykin and Farr have been our representatives helping us guide us through this effort. One of the auditor's first tasks was to perform a risk assessment of the county's programs to determine where the greatest risks lie and to guide the work plan to deal with the highest risk first. 2016 will see the results of the first performance audits, and these will be made available to the public so the public can see how Lane County is working to utilize public funds effectively and efficiently. In 2015, a process to develop policies for large events in our parks was initiated through the efforts of Commissioner Stewart. This was a very public process that utilized a citizen task force made up of interested stakeholders who put in countless hours drafting a strong set of recommendations that were so strong they were adopted unanimously by the Board of Commissioners with no changes. It was a transparent and collaborative process that helped build trust for future processes, and one we hope to duplicate moving ahead next year with the update of our Parks Master Plan. Building trust is also about understanding our differences and treating people with compassion and equity. Commissioner Sorensen championed our efforts to develop a new equity and human rights plan that will support and improve our human rights work in our organization and the community. This effort will build our capacity for cultural competency and help the county and our citizens embrace an ever-changing community in an inclusive manner. We also prepared another balanced budget during a time of many funding uncertainties. The budget was adopted in a public process by the budget committee and then by the board. Once again, our financial staff did a superb job of preparing the budget documents and again received the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award from the Government Financial Officers Association, an award Lane County has received 9 out of 10 years. And the year we did not receive it was only because we had cut staff and failed to submit that year. In addition, the county also received a Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting, also from the Government Financial Officers Association, for our comprehensive annual financial report each year since 2003. The annual third-party financial audit of our prior year's budget came in without any significant findings. In fact, our auditors have listed Lane County as a low-risk audit for 6 years in a row. The citizens can trust our financial records and budget documents as being both accurate and truthful and representing an organization built on sound financial practices. Looking ahead to 2016, we know this will be a year of great financial challenges for Lane County as we face the end of federal timber harvest replacement funding and we have to survive on the meager funding of actual timber harvest dollars. We have known this was coming for some time, and our staff has been preparing the county for this adversity through many cost savings programs they have thought up, initiated, and carried out. In 2015, our human resources and financial staff moved the county to a self-insured system for health insurance. This change is projected to reduce costs to the county by approximately $2 million in the first year. This is on top of the savings achieved by gradually moving all of our employees to two common health plans. In cooperation with our two public works bargaining units, a new set of health insurance plans was implemented for new hires. These two groups, our non-represented group, are being moved to this new plan, and they will provide for greater cost sharing and will help us avoid the threat of the 40% Cadillac tax under the Affordable Care Act. County Council and Human Resources staff focused aggressively on managing our workers' compensation caseload and claims. Outstanding losses were reduced by $923,000 from 2013 to 2015. New claims filed in 2014 were down 38% from 2010, and costs in 2014 were down 14% from 2013. More importantly, employees are returning to work faster to provide the services our citizens desire. In addition, we offered our employees a voluntary separation incentive program. It was approved for 31 employees, and if they all accept the separation agreements, there will be a net savings of $500,000 to Lane County. Our capital projects and information services managers worked together to modernize our county's data center. The result was a reduction in energy use of up to 69% and an estimated annual savings on that energy of $26,000. This improved our resilience in two ways. The newer system is not only faster and higher capacity, but it's much more reliable. And the reduction in annual costs helps an organization deal with financial stress. Commissioner Lycan and Assessor Coles promoted collaboration with six other neighboring counties to better deal with preparing accurate tax rolls with reduced resources. That collaboration formed the Southwest Oregon Assessment and Taxation Coalition. The coalition received a $345,000 grant from the Oregon legislature to pool resources and streamline efforts. The effort is focusing on the collection of business personal property taxes through a shared database. Lane County saved $190,000 this year and is projected a five-year return of $950,000, provided needed revenue to help deal with the anticipated financial hard times to come. Lane County also leveraged grant funding to stretch our ability to provide services and facilities to our citizens. We leveraged $144,000 in grants to restore and reopen Archie Knowles Campground, providing future outdoor recreational opportunities and an economic lift to the rural retailers in nearby Mapleton. Another federal grant allowed the completion of the Rao River Trail safety improvements and underpass, providing a safe, active recreation activity for families and improving an already nationally famous rail-to-trails conversion near Cottage Grove. These are just a few examples of how we leverage our resources. We also save resources by innovative technologies that were meant to extend the life of our facilities. Our waste management folks implemented a new method of compaction at our Short Mountain landfill that will extend the estimated life of the facility 50 years, pushing far into the future the costly need for a new solid waste disposal site. Another way to prepare for hard times is to diversify and grow our economy. Our community and economic development staff did that very successfully in 2015. The most recent examples are the announcements that Avago Technologies and Winnebago Industries have purchased facilities in Lane County for expansions. Over the last 2 years, the Board of Commissioners has provided $1.1 million in financial support to 20 businesses, primarily existing Lane County businesses from video lottery funds. This strategic investment helped create or retain over 1,000 jobs at a cost of less than $1,200 per job. Most of these jobs were in traded sector companies and provided wages that exceed the average wage in Lane County. The board also supported a grant to the Oregon RAIN program, that's the Regional Accelerator and Innovation Network, to expand its efforts to grow local entrepreneurs in rural communities. And I'm glad that the Mayor Florence is here because he's been witness to some of that work down in Florence. This is in addition to our two Hatfield Fellows recruited from the University of Oregon that are assigned specifically to support businesses in the Florence and McKenzie River areas. The Community and Economic Development Department also partnered with the Lane Workforce Partnership to create a regional innovation training program to grow and retain innovative talent in Lane County and to align with the area's regional prosperity plan. Since November of 2014, the fund has awarded over $185,000 to local businesses and organizations, providing critical and innovative training opportunities for Lane County citizens. Economic diversity also depends on having lands available to take advantage of economic opportunities. The Goshen Regional Employment and Transition Plan will provide for redevelopment on underutilized rural industrial lands for employment opportunities. Commissioner Stewart originally envisioned this concept, and with the assistance of our land management staff, obtained the approval of the Goal 14 exception by the state in 2015. The open and transparent process took over 4 years and was recognized by the American Planning Association in October to receive the award of Professional Achievement in Planning. In 2015, Lane County again partnered with the City of Eugene and the City of Springfield and the Pacific Northwest Manufacturing Partnership of Oregon and Southwest Washington to obtain both state and federal recognition as one of 24 regional manufacturing partnerships nationwide. The goal of the partnership is to further advance the region's focus on advanced manufacturing and wood products industry and our reputation for innovation. In another collaborative effort, Lane County, the City of Eugene, the Eugene Water and Electric Board, the University of Oregon are working with the Lane County Farmers Market and Saturday Market Boards to assess the feasibility of developing a public market in downtown Eugene. This study will be a key piece in determining the next steps in this effort. Our efforts on the public market also align well with our community health improvement plan, strategy of improving nutrition through the expansion of access to fresh produce, and also with the regional prosperity plan goal of expanding the local food sector in our economy. Staying on the subject of downtown Eugene, the designated county seat, Lane County completed a study of our future court facility space needs. Armed with this information, the county is preparing to work collaboratively with the city and other government agencies about the future of our civic heart of our county seat. We will look forward to providing an efficient built environment to house government services that enhances downtown. As you can see, Lane County worked hard in 2015 to build resilience, and it is a good thing as we look forward to 2016. Many challenges face Lane County in this coming year, not the least of which is the projected budget deficit due to the end of federal timber harvest replacement funds and a return to actual harvest receipts. We are also facing the same unknowns that the Oregon legislature will face, such as the diminishing reimbursements over the next several years for Medicaid recipients as set out in the Affordable Care Act. The rising cost of the Oregon public retirement system is also a challenge. But that is one area where we have worked to create resilience. When the legislature passed PERS reform in 2013, our financial, legal, and human resources staff recommended to the board that we set aside projected savings in a reserve account because of the potential for those reforms to be overturned in the courts. In addition, that same staff had bonded some of our PERS liability when interest rates were low and nearly fully funded our liability. This higher level of funding directly impacts the rate Lane County is charged to cover PERS expenses for our employees. While other public employees in Oregon, with less than 80% of their PERS liability funded, saw their rates rise by as much as 6 percentage points fiscal year 15-16, Lane County experienced just a 1.8 percentage point increase. It would have cost Lane County an additional $3.3 million annually if we had gotten the same 6 percentage point increase. This cost avoidance, along with the reserves set aside to help pay for future employer rate increases, provides a greater financial stability for Lane County into the foreseeable future. Knowing how well Lane County prepared for PERS and how innovative our staff and our citizens are, I am confident that we can take on another year of building resilience and then continue practicing it as we deal with change together. We can provide housing and services to our most vulnerable and treat our veterans with the respect and dignity they deserve. We can keep Lane County healthy and safe by adding 41 more local beds to our jail while integrating mental health and addiction treatment into our criminal justice system. We can build a vibrant community by diversifying our economy and building our understanding of each other while respecting our differences. We can harden our infrastructure against disaster, whether physical, like a bridge, or organizational, like doing business in open, transparent, and innovative ways. It will take all of us to achieve these goals, working collaboratively, being open to different perspectives, using our intellect, even taking responsibility for our own homes and families. Yes, Lane County is resilient, and in 2016, we can make Lane County the best place to live, work, and play. Thank you. If you please stand for the retirement of the colors. You may be seated, and if you want to join us to view our State of the County video in the Board of Commissioners conference room upstairs, and we also have some light refreshments available. Just kind of got to go out and up a flight of stairs and to the right there. You probably can follow the crowd that way. Thank you very much for being here, and thank you for attending.